Welcome to Tart Club. Turgid Tomes is a wanton book club where we get together every other Wednesday to eat, drink, and discuss the latest romantical read. If you happened upon this podcast and don't like the F word or boners, now's your chance to GTFO. This is your official explicit content warning. This podcast is highly inappropriate and listener discretion is advised.
Listen, I have to tell you something before we get into this too deeply, before we start this podcast.
Yeah.
Ready? Ashley.
What?
You do not have permission to die during this podcast.
Okay, I'll try my best. Greetings, fellow tarts. Ashley here, head hussy in charge. We are wrapping up the guest choice theme with Lisa's choice, Gearbreakers by Zoe Hanamakuda. All right. Sure. Lisa.
Yo.
Hello. It's been a while.
Yeah. I think the last time I did this, it was a threesome.
No. Was that really the last time you were on? That was the first episode of this season.
Was that with John? Did I do another?
Wait, oh. I blocked out the milking farm.
That was with John.
I was thinking of the one you did with Heather, the Aquafar one.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's been a minute.
It has.
But here we are.
Yeah.
With Let's talk real about page turner.
Yeah, so you ended up picking this one. You had me go through your Goodreads account and see like any books that we both had on our TBR. And there, I was surprised there weren't more, but there is a handful.
I really don't use Goodreads like I used to. I don't get on there and click a bunch of things that I want to read anymore. Like at this point, I mostly just put like the books I'm actually reading, and then when I'm finished with them, just to keep track of what I've read.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you gave me a short list because I am super indecisive. And from that list, I kind of went, that one. And then that's how we ended up just where we are.
That's how we ended up with Lisa's choice. Let's get into drinks. Lisa, what drink would you pick to go with this book?
I don't know, because they never, like, they drink.
Right?
But they don't really mention what they drink.
They might have. I just missed it.
I missed it twice because I know there was drinking, but I can't recall if it was beer or whatever. I missed it.
Yeah.
So I'm just drinking, like, High Noon, pineapple-flavored High Noons. That's my...
Nice.
That's my little default go-to drink for the evening. What about you? What are you drinking, or what was your drink that you picked to go with this?
So I had the same issue. I didn't recall any specific drink or snack or anything, but I happen to have rum and coke on hand.
Okay.
So it's just going to be a Mecca Schmecca. Rum and Coke.
Mecca Schmecca Rum and Coke.
Mecca,
I love
Schmecca,
it.
Rum and Coke.
There was like one point in the book towards the end where I think it's Sona maybe mentions food. They mention like rice balls, like a dumpling. She mentions like three foods that she's like, oh, I'm back home and I'm eating these things. Like, so she does mention like food, but since I don't need to eat, I'm just drinking. I was like, fuck it. But so a Mecca Schmecca Rum and Coke. I like it because a rum is kind of like a run. Like they're going on these runs to do things. They're sort of like pirates. Like,
yeah.
I like it. It's on brand.
Yeah. And for a snack, I missed them talking about the food. But staying on theme, I saw somewhere on Pinterest where someone made robot Rice Krispies.
Ooh.
So basically it's Rice Krispies and then you put little decorations on them and make them look like robots.
Oh, that's fun. So did you make those?
No.
Oh.
You've got pineapple High Noons.
Yeah.
I've got Mecca Schmecca Rum and Coke
and
robot Rice Krispies.
Love it.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about the author. Zoe Hanamakuda has a BA in creative writing from University of Washington with a minor in history of religion. She enjoys writing deteriorating worlds and horrible people. Nice. So it's like a little blurb on her. She is 23.
She's very young.
She is very young. And I was on her, I went on her author page
Okay.
and it had her works in progress on there and little like mood boards for them and just kind of
Oh.
little info on it. She's very creative.
Really?
Yeah, like so she did this duology, which is, you know, mechas, cyberpunk, post-apocalyptic, sci-fi, and then she did something. It's like a Disney retelling.
Oh, really?
And one of her works in progress was something about witches, like in a museum.
Interesting.
It was, and then she had like one that was like seemed like a contemporary kind of like coming of age rom-com. It's all like she is all over the place in a good way.
That's cool, 'cause like an author that I really like, what is her name? Sylvia Morena Garcia. Is that her name? The Mexican
Mexican
Gothic
Gothic.
author. Her, if you look at all the books she has published, everyone is different. Like, they're
Yeah.
not, she does not write
She doesn't have a
all the
brand.
same. No, she doesn't have a brand, which I kind of like because then I'm
Yeah.
exposed to a bunch of different types of genres by an author who I like, who I know writes really well.
Yeah.
So that's really cool that she also, this author for Gearbreakers, writes a variety of different things. That's
Yeah.
neat. And at
Very
23,
creative.
that is amazing.
Yeah,
I
at
was
23.
23. What was I doing at 23? We don't need to talk about what I was doing at
I, you
23.
know, I was probably drunk. Who cares?
It wasn't publishing novels, that's for
No,
damn
definitely not.
sure. So good for her.
Yeah, so there I heard people talking about it. So I think she had started writing this when she was 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very
That's
cool.
pretty badass.
Absolutely.
Lisa, how would you summarize this book?
In a world far away, because it's not even like our world. I couldn't even connect this to like, this is a made up place. There is a city called Gdolia, and then there are the Badlands. There are the haves and the have nots. I really don't even understand, to be honest with you, how this all came about. I really don't know the history. I missed it somewhere. I'm sure it's in the book of how Gdolia came to be and all the peasants were squashed. I don't know. But anyways, there's a good world, there's a good land and a bad land. And basically it follows two main people, two main women, girls, women. They keep saying they're children, but they sure as shit act like they're 20-year-olds.
Do they ever give their age?
I
Like,
never really found an age, but there are so many references to them being so young. It felt very much like Ender's Game. Did you read Ender's Game?
I did not, but I know what you're talking about.
Like all those kids, they're like 8-year-olds, but the way that they're written, like to me, I felt like I was reading about 16-year-olds, but they were intended to be, and actually in the book, they were like 8-year-olds.
Oh my
But it
God.
just was a weird, like, they were
Yeah.
more mature than their, it was very like,
Because they're not your typical 8-year-old. They're, yeah.
right. So these girls, they keep talking about how young they are, but they felt like they were young adults to me when I read them. Like 18 to 21 is where I would place them.
I felt like they were, like, that's like the new adult bracket, like college age, like new adult. I thought it
Yeah.
was new adult, but I kept getting confused because, like you said, they kept saying they were children, and I was like, well, wait.
So I don't know. I don't know how old they really are. But
Like,
anyways, it's
yeah.
about two girls. One is named Sona, and she survived some attacks, so she's taken as an orphan to Gdolia and made into one of these pilots for these wind-up mechas. So she's genetically modified. I don't know if that's the right term. And then the other one is this girl named Eris, who is a gearbreaker. She's a rebel. She's trying to take down the wind-ups. And through all these course of events, they end up together. Turns out Sona is not like buying into Gdolia and actually like against them. So she leaves to try to become a gearbreaker. And then they're all trying to fight against Gdolia. And they don't win. and shit hits the fan, and that's it. And in the midst of all that, they develop feels for each other. So
Yeah.
there you go. How would you explain this book to someone? How would you summarize it?
So I feel like he did a really good job. Like, the first thing that came to mind was sapphic Pacific Rim without the kaiju.
Okay.
It was very Pacific Rim vibes. The mechas, so the windups are mechs, however you want to say it, which is essentially the piloted bots, like in the movie Pacific Rim. There are several other pieces of media that have mechs in them.
So I've never seen Pacific Rim, so I just thought about Power Rangers, because in Power Rangers, they all have their little guy that they're powering, and then they create like the Megazord or whatever it is. So, like,
that's it.
My mind went to Power Rangers because I've not seen Pacific Rim, but that's another. Now I want to watch Pacific Rim to see what it's all about.
I didn't even think about Power Rangers. Perfect. Perfect.
Power Rangers, Morphin Power. I'm a kid of the 90s.
Hell yeah. So yeah, so basically, so the giant robots, the windups, are considered deities, gods, which, Lisa, I didn't like retain a lot of.
They
Oh,
said
my
they
God.
created the gods,
Yeah,
but I
so
don't remember why they
I
created, like, why
forget.
did they even create them to begin with? I don't know. But
Yeah.
there was a purpose. Like, there was a reason they created them, but don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be real. I'm a mood reader. I just don't think I was necessarily in the mood for this when I read it or I listened to it. And I just feel like my brain was not, it was like, no, I will not be taking any of this in. So too bad, so sad. Goodbye. Essentially, these giant robots that are piloted, the windups, they're considered gods and deities, and they were built by what the fuck did they call that guy in the end that was like reprogramming her? She
Enyo,
what was he? Because she killed all of them. They're like the leaders.
He was the last, like, didn't start with a V or something, like the last. He was the last guy, the last.
Fuck. I have
Wise
the physical book, but
man,
it's in another
or
room.
the last Zenith. It is Zenith. It is Zenith.
Okay.
God damn it. I should trust
So,
my memory more than I do. Okay, so he is the last Zenith.
Okay, so giant robots windups are essentially they're keeping the Badlands populations in check, and the Zeniths, I believe, are running the show. From what I understand.
Yeah, that makes sense. And there used to be more, but like they killed them all.
Yeah, they pretty much wipe them all out but
Eris
one.
And Sona alone wipe out all the Zeniths.
Yes.
In one blow, miraculously.
So.
And then this guy, I don't even think he was a Zenith. He just was like next in line. So he just automatically became one.
Yeah.
Because the rest of them died.
He jumped the line.
Yep.
So, okay. So the Zeniths are running shit. And then the Gearbreakers are the rebels from the Badlands, and they show up, take the windups and the pilots out. So that's essentially what's happening. There's a rebellion going on.
Yeah.
Against Gadolia and the windups and the Zeniths and the Phoenixes and the Valkyries and whatever the fuck. Archangels.
The Berserkers.
Berserkers, Archangel. There were so many things.
I can't keep track of. There was too many things.
Okay. I mean, there was a lot. There was a lot going on. And my brain said no. So that's not the book's fault. It's my brain. Were there any quotes you liked?
I did actually have some quotes.
There were some good ones.
There were some good ones, and I've got some others that are written down for some of your other questions, but some that I just kind of put here, and they're actually, okay, so the first one I've got is, idiots, assholes, all of them, and that is, I think Eris says that about her band of misfits,
yeah,
about Juniper and Nova and Theo and all of them, but really it explains everybody in the book, honestly. They're all idiots and assholes, honestly.
Yeah.
So right. I like that one. Eris or Sona when they were having like one of their little like come to Jesus moments, those two. Sona said to Eris, "You do not get to love someone and think they won't feel it," which I thought
Yeah.
was a very pretty quote.
That was a really good one.
And then I liked, although it took like this whole fucking book for them to kiss in like the last chapters, the last, I don't know, eighth of the book.
Listen, Lisa, it's a
There,
slow burn.
it was the slowest fucking burn I
All
have
right.
ever experienced in my life. But
Take note, Lisa does not enjoy slow burn. Got it.
no, come on now. But I did enjoy all their flirt. Like the second time I read this, I was like, oh, they're flirting. This is flirt. This is
Yeah.
banter. This is flirting. So there's one where Sona's like, I'm more trouble than I'm worth, and Eris is like, I prefer to run toward trouble. It means that there's something interesting going to happen. So I liked that. And then there's one where Sona's like, you're gonna kill me one day. And Eris is like, wanna dance? It was just very like, I'm just gonna change the subject. Let's just dance.
Yeah,
Okay. So
probably. No big deal.
no big deal. So I did find that some of the dialogue was fun in this
Yeah.
book. What
Yeah.
about you? What kind of quotes do you have?
So I really enjoyed the banter and the flirtiness, and the whole group of gear breakers just razzing on each other. It was a lot of fun. So there's a part in the book, I believe it's Eris. It's Jenny or Eris speaking to Sona, because Sona is essentially a double agent. She was like a sleeper cell, basically. And what during that time when she was with Gedolia as a Valkyrie, I think they called him Val the pilots are called
Yeah.
Valkyries.
I think that's the robot that they piloted
Oh,
was a
okay.
Valkyrie. Because all the robots
Oh.
had different names. They were different
Okay.
styles of
The
robots. Because the Archangel
Berserkers,
is the one that can
Archangel,
fly.
Valkyries.
So they had different, the robots had different names. So she was a pilot of a Valkyrie. She jumped. All the other ones started in different and then got promoted to
Yeah.
Valkyries, but she just jumped straight into Valkyrie.
Yeah, so essentially the Valkyries came, fucked up her home, killed everyone. She ended up making it out alive as a kid. She gets found. They take her in. They modify her, make her a pilot for Gedolia. And she's not okay with it. She never asked for it. She didn't want it. So she bides her time until she can bust over to the Gearbreaker side. But during that time, she did murder people. People that she was on the same side of, essentially. People that were against Gedolia like she was, so she has a lot of guilt about it. And there's, I forget what exactly happens, but there is a part of the book where she's feeling ashamed about it, and Eris, it's Eris or Jenny, they tell her, you don't have to be good, you just have to be better than the bad you've done.
It's Eris. Yes, that's a good quote. It was Eris. They were like having a little talk.
Little heart to heart, little sesh.
Yes.
And then another one, it kind of, so Sona was always, I think sometimes she came off as unintentionally funny, but also she's a smart ass. So Milo, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get real into that. Milo is in a situationship with Eris. So then Sona comes in. They're making, Sona and Eris are making googly eyes at each other. Milo sees this. He's not with it. Fair, fair. He, obviously, Sona is a pilot for Gedolia. There's not a lot of trust there. So at one point, she gets into it with Milo. He calls her a wire-infested bitch.
I also wrote that down.
He's
That was
like,
such a harsh, like, dig. Oh my gosh.
rude. It was just rude.
Yeah,
So then
it was rude.
he's all wire infested bitch. And then Sona replies with, Eris is better at pet names. Like, I laughed because you hear the insult and you're like, oh, rude. And then she just comes back with that sick burn and it's like, oh man, he thought He thought he had that one, but she
And
got
then
him.
she got him. And the reader does such a good job of deadpanning it. Like, just like Eris is better. Like, the reader did a good job with that for sure of like conveying like Sona just being like non-emotional about it. Eris is better at that. You should stick to something else.
Keep your day job.
Yes, I like it. Good quote.
Yeah. Favorite part.
So there's a lot of parts I don't remember or I did not quite absorb. But
Yes.
two favorite parts that I enjoyed was the first one was the inking party. I would like to go to an inking party. That was like after they took down a bunch of mechas and they're all just hanging out and partying and they're tattooing each other and tattooing the gears. And I've seen people do this at like weddings recently. And like someone I followed on Instagram
Oh.
did this for like a New Year's Eve party where you just have like a tattoo artist come. And so anyone that wants to get just like a little tattoo while you're hanging out at a party can just get a little like pop of something. And it's like, I want to go to a party where we're all just hanging out, having a good time. And then I might just go into this room and get a little tattoo while I'm there. Like, I think that would be really fun. And so I liked that idea and that party. And then the other part that I really liked, again, there were some funny parts in this
Oh,
book.
yeah.
And so when Sona finds Eris's, her basically like her well-read smut, like her pornography story, and Sona's just reading it, and like Eris is chasing her around the room while she's reading it, and then outside, like the merry band of misfits is like blown something up. So like Jenny's chasing them, and Sona and Eris are like blocking them from coming in. And all the while, Sona is still just like mocking Eris by reading more of her. But like that scene to me was very funny. And I'm like, this
Yeah.
is just chaos and hijinks. This is, I need more of this
Yeah.
and less of all this intense robot fighting and political mumbo jumbo I don't understand. I like more of that lightheartedness. So I guess like my favorite is just like the funny little parts.
Yeah.
But what about you? Did you have a favorite
First of all, I think if Nick found some of my smut,
part?
he would just be like, I don't know who you are anymore. The premise in
Okay.
general, you know, giant robots, cyberpunk, sci-fi, girls who like girls, like
So your favorite
badass
part is the
warriors.
concept of
The
the book.
concept, the premise, the concept. It had so much potential. There was so much potential there for me. But I feel like the execution for me personally, it didn't, I just wasn't into it.
Gotcha.
I wanted to love this book. I really did because
Yeah.
the concept is amazing. But when I was listening to it, and it might have been different when if I read it, but the world building in general, just to like to think of all that, to create all of that, is very cool. I like the world building. I know it got confusing at times because there were a lot of different names and types of things. But I did actually like the world building itself.
Yeah.
Was a lot of fun. But yeah. Least favorite part. Oh God.
I had two things, and one of them I think cannot be helped. I listened like you did, and I found that the voices of the two readers were very similar. So for me, it was hard sometimes to keep track of which character I was with, if I was with Eris or if I was with Sona. And the only thing that really helped me, but I didn't like it, was that the reader for Eris, when she was doing Sona's dialogue, made Sona sound so different than when you
Yeah.
listen. So when you're in Eris and she's hearing Sona talk, it is so deadpan. But when you're listening to the narrator who does Sona, she has all this emotion. she read it with more like emotion and feeling and like a little bit more upbeatness. And so it didn't, it felt like two different people, even though it was the same person. Is that making sense? Like,
It does, and I think it was done on purpose.
which I didn't like it.
I know. It was, yeah, no. I know what you're saying. That was my least favorite part also. I couldn't differentiate.
I had a really hard time, and I think maybe that's part of why I had a hard time with the book and the plot in general, is
Yeah.
because I love a book that's from different points of view.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love different voices so much. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, cool. I know what's going on in everybody's heads. I know their perspectives. But these readers were just too similar that it was hard to keep track of who I was listening, like who I was with
Yeah.
at the time. And it was very, I think that's why I had such a hard time with this book.
With the Sona sounding different from Eris's perspective, I think it was done on purpose because she is modified. Like she is part bot. So her emotion and everything is very internal and in her head, but externally it's flat.
Yeah, I get that. I get
Which
that.
I get, but it's no, I agree. Actually, ironically, whenever I heard Eris's version of Sona's voice, that's when I could tell it was
That's
Eris.
when I knew it was Eris. That's the only way I could
Yeah.
tell the difference is if Eris sounded or if Sona sounded so different. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, okay, I'm with Eris. Because sometimes they're talking and I'm like, who am I
Yeah.
with? Who's saying what? And I will say also the plot was kind of choppy sometimes. Like it just jumped like 2 or 3 days into the future and just picked up somewhere different. Like even the ending, I had to rewind it because like they're fighting the angels and then Eris is like, I'm gonna let you have to survive because they're gonna protect you because you're valuable to them. Just let me die. And then the next thing you know, it's like, say you're sorry, apologize to her, apologize. I'm like, where are we? What just happened? Like, what's going on? And it's like, oh, she's been captured. Oh, now we're going back to Rose from like the very beginning of the fucking book. Like, not like Sona wakes up and looks around and she's in a different room and there's so and so and he's asking her questions. There's no like
There's
easing
no
us into it.
transition.
Yeah, sometimes there was not enough for me. I felt like there was not enough transition that if you're not paying attention and you zone out for a second, all of a sudden you're somewhere else with different people.
Yes. Now, I do think that was a purposeful creative choice. It is supposed to be jarring. You know, you're supposed to be in it with the characters. But unfortunately, for both of us, apparently it did not work out
Didn't
very
work.
well because it just ended
So,
up confusing us.
yeah, I'm sure some people really loved it, and I get that it's a choice, and I get why they did it. And I was just confused.
It's
Like, I'm a bad
reader.
reader.
It's listener error.
It is. It's not necessary. I'm not saying that
No.
what the author did was wrong. I get it, and it makes sense. And I get the readers, it makes sense. For me, it does not work.
Yeah, you're just like, wait, what? What?
It worked for a lot of other people. It did not
Yeah.
work for me. And
Yeah.
that's okay. What about you? What was your least favorite part besides the whole
Stop it.
book?
We already discussed the differentiating between the POVs. I have a really big pet peeve. YA and love triangles. I really didn't like the Milo situationship bringing along. It's like I know these teens, they like their angst. And that's just saying like maybe this YA book wasn't for me, and that's fine. But I just really, he literally says, I love you. Like he tells her he loves her. And you, in her head, she knows he loves her. She continues, and it's like, oh God, oh no, don't do it, don't do it. And then she turns around right when they get back and they're sleeping together again. And you're just like, no. He is going to think this means something that it doesn't because you guys are not communicating. You are in a situationship. You know he loves you. You have not had a talk saying, that's cool. I'm not really into it. Anyways, here's my new girl, my new gal pal, just gals being pals. And then like fucking then she's like having all these moments with Sona. Obviously he's gonna see it. He's getting fucking pissed. And it's like, well, yeah, if she had communicated, this is just about the D, don't get excited, it would have been like, okay, well, that's on him then, because she straight up told him to his face. She wasn't in love with him. But since she let him say it to her face, didn't say, stop it, no, never gonna happen, never had that conversation. She goes missing, she comes back, and they're like, oh. And then, you know, they have reunion boning. Of course he's gonna think you're in love with him. Of course he's gonna think you guys are together. And so it's gonna seem really weird when she starts making googly eyes and flirty flirts with Sona. Which she already doesn't like Sona because, you know, she's a.
She's the enemy.
Yeah, she's the enemy. But I also feel like it was a choice to make his character like the villain, like a sub villain, like not the main villain, because I think he tries to kill her a few times.
Oh, multiple times.
Yeah, and it's just like, dude,
Multiple times.
I just don't appreciate that Eris was a little. She's a little shady about the Milo thing. She could have handled it a lot better. But obviously, Sona's endgame.
Obviously.
What the fuck moment?
One of my what the fuck moments. Because I really had to pay attention to even find any of these what the fuck moments, because so much of this, my eyes glazed over and it just drifted over me like a calming sound.
Yes.
And it happened so fast, I literally had to rewind it and be like, what? When, and this is like more than halfway through the book where Eris has defended Sona. Guys, she's one of us. She's on my crew. If you trust me, you gotta trust her. Yada yada. And then the attack happens where all the Valkyries or whatever attack the Hollows, and the house burns down, and poor little Xander dies, and there's all this like chaos. And there's this moment where Eris turns around and sees Sona and all of a sudden forgets that she's like decided to make Sona one of her crew, and it's like goes after her in a fit of rage. And then it's like, oh, wait, no, I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. Like, how in that moment did you forget that you guys were like that you've been hardcore crushing on her? Like, this is not early on when you first bring her here and you have reason to be like, oh, wait, maybe I was wrong. This is like, you guys are like in deep at this point, and yet you forget and you turn on her. I was like, the fuck? I thought you were good. It felt so out of left field. I just didn't understand. I didn't understand it.
It was very confusing. I recall I was listening and I was like, wait, what? I thought you
They're
guys were on
both
the same
fighting
side.
them. It's not even like she did anything suspicious. It's just like you needed to place your anger somewhere, so you place it
It was so bizarre. I was like, wait,
on
how did
her.
you forget you guys are on the same side? You're literally fighting together against the
I.
same enemy. And then she turns around and goes for Sona, and then Sona's like, oh, okay. And she like runs off and she's like, oh, no way. I didn't mean it. It's like, bitch, you just tried to kill her. What do you mean you
That made no sense to me. So that was a
mean?
what the fuck. And then really like the ending. I had to listen to the ending like three times. It's like, what the fuck is happening? What the
Yeah.
fuck? The Voxer guy was in on it the whole time. Like now
Yeah.
there's this new Enyo guy and he's like the bad guy. Now we're like changing her thoughts and emotions and feelings. And then there was this weird moment where she was talking to Eris and I'm like, is this real? Is this a hallucination? Like what's
Right.
fucking happening? I was so confused. So those were my what the fuck moments.
Okay.
Did you have any what the fuck moments?
The ending. Well, also, basically yours.
Okay.
So that whole battle
That's so
scene where
funny.
she's just like randomly like Cool. Crushing on Sona, fighting
Right?
together, fucking up these mechas, turns around, gonna kill you. And Sona's like, wait, what?
It's not even like she did anything suspicious.
What are you
Yeah.
doing, Eris? What's going on? What are you thinking? What's happening here? And then Eris, like, I don't know. I think it was supposed to be like she saw Sona and just like maybe if it was worded differently, like maybe if she turned around and just saw the red eye and was like, bah, and goes to kill her. But they literally look at each other. She recognizes it's Sona and still try.
It's
I don't.
not like someone came out of nowhere. Like Sona's beside her the
Yeah.
whole time, pinned her to the ground at one point, knew it was her, didn't want to kill her then, but all of a sudden now you're just like, oh, I forgot it was you for a second and I got really mad, but now I'm okay. It's like, the fuck? What just happened?
She's just out there on the battlefield having brain farts or
I
something. Like, girl,
guess
what?
so. I know she must
Rude.
have frosted her own brain or something. I don't know. Like,
She hit her head. It's
she,
fine.
maybe temporary
It's
concussion. She good.
fine.
It's fine. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then that ending.
Yeah, I liked the ending. Don't get me wrong. I was like, oh,
Yeah.
okay. All right.
Okay.
It actually caught my attention that the whole book did not
Yeah.
have. So. I was like, ooh, what a twist. Also, what the fuck? Milo just constantly trying to kill Sona. Like, what?
Oh
Like, sir.
my God. And they keep him around. Like, they
Yes.
just send him to a different room. They're like, you're in timeout because you tried to kill her again. It's like, seriously? Like, kick him out.
Like,
Kill him. Get
listen.
rid of him.
You know, yes, least favorite part, the whole shitty love triangle, stringing along, blanket, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But it's like, sir, give it up.
Yeah.
Stop it. Have some
Stop trying to kill
self-respect.
her. Exactly.
Stop trying to make fetch a thing. Like,
Yeah.
you do.
Well,
Oh my
especially once
God.
Jenny got involved, Jenny is like, I'm gonna fucking kill you if you fucking kill
Yes.
my bot. So do not touch her. And it's like, you don't fuck with Jenny. Leave her
Jenny's
alone.
serious.
Jenny is serious.
Yeah, I don't think we said Jenny is Eris's older sister, yes?
Also, like, why would your parents name one kid a normal name like Jenny and then the other kid after like a god heiress? Like,
Well, I don't, maybe Jenny's a nickname. Because some
maybe.
people don't like their names and they give themselves
Maybe.
nicknames.
I mean, how many nicknames do you need, Jenny? You're also that other person, Firespringer, Stargazer, whatever the fuck
Okay,
it
let me just say,
is.
everyone having a name and then a nickname was so confusing to me. It's like, is it Sona? Is it Glitch? Is
Belsona,
it
bot.
Eris? Is it Eris Frostbringer? And then
Oh,
Jenny
yeah.
Firestarter, whatever. I'm like, what?
Exactly.
I didn't know who
They
they
had
were
too many
talking about.
names. Yeah.
I was getting so on top of like it being hard to differentiate between the points of view. I didn't know who they were talking about half the time because they were going in and out of nicknames. So I was just like, I don't who what? Who is that?
Too many nicknames. It's true. But only like those three characters. Because what's his face? Is what's his face? What's his name? What's the one we hate? We
Milo.
just Milo. Milo's just Milo the whole time. Oh, well, the one kid was also Twig.
But
Xander was
listen,
also Twig.
they wanted us to know that Milo sucked, and they didn't
This
want us getting him confused with anyone
is
else.
true. He only gets one name because he sucks so bad.
Milo's the worst. He totally
Yeah.
sucks. He's not cool enough for a nickname.
Fuck Milo.
All
Okay. So those were
right.
your what the fucks.
Red flags.
I didn't write down a lot for this. Just my only red flag is if someone's constantly trying to murder your new crush, maybe get rid of them, lock them up somewhere. They don't need to be part of your crew because they're trying to kill your new squeeze. Like, just reassign him somewhere else. That was my one and only red flag because Milo sucks. What about
Is already in a relationship or
you?
any kind of situationship
Yeah.
that's just a lot of drama right there.
And I'm sure motivated Milo a few extra attempt murder attempts, you know?
Oh
It
yeah,
just
for
he's like,
sure.
you know, I was like, I already didn't like you because, you know, you were our sworn enemy and everything. But now I'm feeling very insecure and my ego is so fragile and I've been rejected. And I'm going to take that out on you now too. So it was like a few extra attempts in there. And then, you know, is your sworn enemy.
That is a good red flag.
I don't know, like the very person you've been fighting against. Just a hunch, just
Yeah.
maybe.
But in this case, it wasn't really a red flag because
It
turned
worked
out
out.
she was cool the whole time and she was genuine, which was in a way sort of refreshing because normally they do always turn at the end, but she didn't. I mean,
Technically, she
they
didn't, but they're
do
forcing her to
it.
go back.
Well, I mean, that's not her choice. She didn't ask for that. And honestly, I blame that all on Eris because Eris sacrificed her and left her behind to get scooped up. So Eris asked for this. Is what do you think was gonna happen if you turn her in?
Okay, so I was very confused because I thought like Eris tried to kill herself and then they caught Sona. I didn't know if Eris, like, I was very confused. I was like, wait. Who's splatting? Whose back is splatting? And what? I didn't know what was happening. And then the next thing you
Well,
know, it's the guy bitching about her killing Rose. And you're like, oh, okay. Moving on, apparently.
I felt like in a way it was Eris was trying to get Sona to like turn herself in and be like maybe like I was held hostage or they forced me to do it sort of thing to like kind of so that she wouldn't get killed. I don't know. It all happened so fast and it was all very confusing. And I didn't even know what happened to Eris until I read the summary of the next book.
It's like I just assumed she was captured.
Yeah.
Is there a lesson to be learned from this book that applies to daily life?
Well, I think one of them is yes, fucking communicate. Use your words.
What?
Talk to each other. Tell each other clearly what you want and don't want. And then my other one is like, you know, if you're having a moment where you've kind of been a shit person or you realize like you probably, listen, we're all human, even if we're part bot and we make mistakes and no one's going to be perfect all of the time. And if you feel like you kind of did something not great, like just don't do it again and try to do better next time. Just try to be better. That's all we can do. Be better. That's my takeaways from this book.
Agree.
What about you? What do you like could be learned from this?
Pick good friends.
That's a good one.
Surround yourself with a good group of trustworthy people.
Yeah, I like that one. It's true.
But also, I do agree with yours. Like, you're gonna fuck up sometimes. It's not, this doesn't give you the room of like, yeah, you can do this and then you can just apologize later and it's fine.
No.
No, but if you unintentionally do something and then and you don't realize at the time, oh, hey, this is kind of wrong, or hey, this is fucked up, and then after the fact you realize, you're like, oh, hey, that's kind of fucked up. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's called evolving. It's called growing the fuck up. Do it.
Exactly. Exactly. I like it.
Don't get defensive about past mistakes you've made. Like, just, okay, yes, I made that mistake. I was unaware of whatever. Now I am. Very sorry. Never going to do it again. Moving on. Be better. It's not that hard. But,
No.
you know, if you're Milo, you're just going to continue trying to, like,
You're
murder somebody.
Milo. It's really hard to evolve. You're just a
You're just a
horrible
man.
person.
You're
You're
just
just
a
a man whose ego was bruised severely and just
man.
butt hurt
And
about
I think maybe that's why the love triangle thing was there, to just make another aspect so we could hate Milo even more, you
Well,
know?
it worked. That's one thing she did that did work for me. I
Yes.
definitely hated Milo.
You could just be like, ah, yes, I smell the toxic masculinity coming off the pages.
Exactly.
Do you have a spicy snippet that you'd like to share about this book?
Yes. Well, I have a question almost. If I was genetically changing people, to be in my little army and spending time and money to put equipment into them so that they can fly my fancy, expensive, like, machines that kill people. Wouldn't you put, like, a GPS chip or something in your person to, like, a little, just a low jack, like, to track them just in case, like, the robot malfunctions, you can find out where your pilot is, because you just, you're already putting all these, what was it, like 46 miles of fucking wires or some shit. Ew. What's one more tiny little like chip in them to like track where they are? This is my whole, the whole book. I'm waiting for the robots to show up because they have GPS tracked right? her to where she is, because she's got all this other fancy, she's got a special robo eye. I was like, maybe they hack into their robo eye and can see something. You're telling me they can't get in there at all somehow?
Yes. Thank you. I was so confused. I kept waiting for it too. I was like, okay, they're going to hack her system somehow. They're going to be spying through her red eye. Mm-hmm. They're going to like, there's a GPS tracker on her somewhere.
Or they can hear something. Yeah. Like, something, because when, you know, all the things showed up in the hollows, and Jenny's like, oh, well, they're obviously, they're missing a pilot, so they're looking for that. They're missing your Archangel stuff now because we done stole it, so they're looking for that. So it's just gut bound to happen that they're gonna stumble across upon us. I'm like, really? It's not that they tracked her to you, and that's how, or they tracked their shipment of box, like, none of the fucking UPS has better lockdown on our packages than Gdolia has on their fucking pilots and their archangels. I felt like that was something that should have been in the book that wasn't, in my opinion.
You mean to tell me there's all this tech and nary a spyware? Really?
Right?
Really? No, Big tracker? Brother is always watching.
Exactly. Like, you're not telling me their little eye records everything like a black box in a plane where they can play it back and see what went wrong? Come on. Come on. I just was waiting for that little bit of information, and it never showed up. And I was a little upset about it.
Same.
I was kept disappointed.
Waiting. Who knows? Yes. Maybe in the second book. They're like, ha ha ha, we were spying the whole time and gathering intel.
No, because now that we know that Voxer was in on it, and Voxer and the Zenus had this agreement that, like, Voxer would let them feel like they were doing stuff, but really wouldn't let it escalate so much. So yeah. And now I know, because at one point they're like, there might be a spy. I feel like Voxer was the one.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, that's that connection. They probably knew she was there because Voxer told them, and they're like, we'll just let this play out, because Voxer's like, don't worry, I'm not going to let it be bad. And then Jenny and Eris and Sona had a whole other plan, and Voxer's like, God damn it. And so I really think that that's, yeah, that was their spy, their like connection. But what about you? Do you have a spicy snippet or hot take about the book?
Yeah, like, I really had to think about this. I was like, what's my spicy snippet? Like, I don't know. My brain just didn't want to listen to any of this. So I can't really.
I think it's a bad book. I think that it's just not for you and I. That's all there is to it. Maybe that's your spicy snippet.
The spicy,
it's not for you.
I'm going to tell you. Tell you what, the spicy snippet is that Big Brother is always watching, no matter what this book says.
Yeah,
spyware, seriously. Everywhere, your phone is listening.
I mean, come on, our fucking phones listen to us, and then ads show up on Facebook. You're telling me that she did not have anything implanted in her for them to listen to? What planet is this? I don't get it. That was bullshit.
I agree. X just doubling up on your spice there.
All right. You can pile on the spice.
I'm piling on.
Spice with me.
I'm piling on to your spice.
Get on my spice train.
But oh no, really, like, literally, we're walking around with our own GPS and recording devices that listen to us and communicate. They listen to all of our communications, and then we're going to sit there, like, you know, and then write this book about the future with all this tech And then, hop, oops,
There's
we
she
forgot
just blinks
spyware.
off the radar. There's
We forgot
no way to track
GPS.
her.
Was there, maybe I
Yeah.
missed it. Maybe there was a scene where she, like, opened up her little arm door thing and, like, clipped something out. Like,
No, because the first time I was reading this, I was like, why isn't she LoJacked? Why are they not tracking her? So the second time, I made sure to pay attention, and there's nothing. It would
the
have
Dolia
been,
just needed to hire you, They needed
I
like a
know.
professional. Lisa
And it
knows
would
what's up.
have, also, I'm just gonna put this out there too. It would have been interesting, I think. Maybe, I don't know, because the book I struggled to find interesting anyway. But maybe if there had been a third point of view of someone like Victoria back at Gdolia, like,
Yeah.
because it's like once she leaves Gdolia and she battles Victoria and then she goes off to the Hollows, we don't get Gdolia's point of view or side of things for the rest of the book. You never hear from anyone until they have like these battle scenes. And you're telling me like all those kids that she went through this with and kind of connected with that were all together, like none of them are like searching for her, have any feelings about this, want to get to the bottom. Like it just like that all just went off. Like we don't get that perspective
Maybe
anymore.
it's in the second book.
Maybe, but at that point, it's like picking up in present time. But,
I have a spicy snippet.
tell
Okay.
me.
Okay, so at the end, when whoever the fuck, one of the pilots, I don't know, they're all interchangeable, who cares, is yelling at her about,
Oh, apologize.
yeah, like you killed Rose, apologize, wah wah. Not a mention of Victoria.
Yeah, where is
Not a single mention of
Victoria?
Victoria, who she also killed. Like,
Right.
what?
We don't care. Well, Victoria apparently was a bitch. No one liked her anyway.
I
So they were
guess.
not sad to see her go. Maybe she's
Like,
still alive somewhere.
maybe Victoria's still kicking. I don't know. But
I
I
don't
just thought
know.
it was so funny because, well, I mean, I know why. It's like, oh, Rose with this was this sweet, innocent character. It's so
She got in
sad
the way of
they
the
killed
plan.
her. And then, Victoria, I would argue Victoria might have been killed much more brutally because they
Yeah.
actually had a knockdown, drag out fight. Whereas,
Exactly.
Rose took a few seconds to gurgle out, but
Ooh,
which was
why?
hard. It was like, oh, this is so sad. It's like you just murdered a puppy.
I
But
know
I was like,
it was.
oh, you just murdered like a small baby forest animal. It's so
I
sad.
know. It was bad.
It was pretty bad. But then Victoria, like, she just brutally beats the shit out of her. Like, she beats her
Right.
to death. And then they're like, at the end, how dare you kill Rose? Just fuck Victoria. Fuck that bitch. We don't
Yeah,
care about
that
her.
was
That's fine.
very.
You did us a favor. Like,
Yeah,
what?
I'd have been like, why Rose? Why Vic? Tell us why you did, like, say you're sorry. Like, it was very weird. It was very like poor Victoria. She
Yeah.
was chopped fucking liver. Like justice
Damn.
for Victoria. I didn't like her,
Justice
but
for
she
Victoria. I mean,
deserves
she was a bitch,
better.
but still, like,
Lightning round.
Lisa, who do you want to be besties with and why?
Sona, because I feel like she's very, for being a bot, she does read situations very well. Like with Milo constantly trying to kill her, she's even like, well, he loves you. He's trying to kill her. And instead of like hating him back and trying to get back at him, she's like, I see why
I
he
get it.
doesn't like me. And also,
Fair.
when Eris does flip on her for that second, instead of like fighting back against her, she's like, I'm gonna go somewhere else. I'm gonna let you cool down. Come back to your senses. I'm not gonna hold it against you for a long time. I'm just gonna go to a different situation. And when we're cool, we're cool. So I feel like
Yeah.
she would be very forgiving of all of my fuck ups. Like, I feel like I could screw up or be an asshole or make mistakes, and she will understand why I acted the way I acted. and forgive me and still be there for me, which I think is a good best friend. So
yeah.
I pick Sona. What about you? Who would you be besties with?
I like, honestly,
did you like anyone?
I wrote down, I don't know, to be honest, but then I did do dash Sona because really
good just, one.
Yeah. All things considering, she was pretty laid back and understanding,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a good influence. That's a good presence to have around you in war times, you know?
And she's loyal.
Yeah.
She's very loyal to the gear breakers.
Yeah. All right.
Who
do you want to throat punch and why?
I think we should say this one at the same time because it's going to be the same. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Milo. I mean,
I did.
If also, you had a different answer, I'd be like, did we read different books?
I did have an honorable mention of Sona for killing Rose because that was just really sad.
Oh, I know. But she could. She was trying to get the fuck out of there and escape with this gear breaker. She had to do. Yeah, I don't know why she couldn't just like knock her unconscious.
Because then she'd know. I get why. Because then she'd know that Sona did it. And then they wouldn't think, oh, Eris escaped and took Sona as prisoner. You know what I mean? But they knew. They knew, I mean, anyway. They knew
anyways. Yeah.
Uncalled so, okay. for.
I can see putting Sona as like an honorable mention for but, that, you know, one specific thing. Yeah.
Milo, for sure. Like, sir. Have a seat.
Yes, calm down. He was the worst.
Calm it down.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Next.
Who would you want on your side in a fight and why?
Eris and her band of misfits, because they all had little like bombs and shit. And Eris is the Frostbringer. She got hands of ice. I mean, they're all pretty fucking badass and pretty scrappy. Sweet. And you want a bunch of scrappy people on your side. So
I like it.
That's my pick. What about you?
I put the gear breakers. Yeah.
Nice. Fair. Yep. Just have all of them.
Okay.
I did. Casted people.
Okay. So you casted. I also casted. So there will be no zodiac signs.
I don't know the zodiacs well enough to like identify people.
Well, here's the thing. I couldn't even tell the difference between who was talking like throughout the book. So it's like, what am I going to do? The same zodiac for both of them? Like what? I don't know. Yep. No, that's pointless. All right. Oh, who'd you cast?
Okay. So I just casted Eris and Sona, and the actresses that I chose are a little bit older. They're in their late 20s to early 30s, but I think they could both play younger, but also
I feel like should be aged up.
I feel like it too.
Yeah.
But also if you just imagine these actors as younger playing these roles, I think it would still work. So for Eris, I casted Midori Francis. I love her so much. And she was in Dash and Lily, that Dash and Lily movie. And she's also on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, she's so cute. I need to catch up on Grey's Anatomy. I'm like so far fucking behind.
That's okay. No worries.
That's what happens. You fall behind for years and then you binge watch and you catch up and then you fall behind again for a few years.
That's what I do. Ooh. I forget about it and then I go back.
This is a solid choice. I like this.
I love her. She's such a great actress. She's been in a bunch of stuff. Oh, she's in The Sex Life of College Girls. She's good in that. So I really like her. Then for Sona, I casted Lana Candor, who was into all the boys series.
And, yes.
She was in like a space movie not that long ago. I love her. She could be a good Sona.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I could totally see that. I actually, she came up when I was searching.
Oh, really?
And I thought, I was like, ooh. But I went more edgy, I think.
Who did you pick?
So for Eris, I went with Lee Ruby.
Okay.
I think I'm saying it right. She's in K-dramas Memorist and Love Revolution.
Fun. Okay.
So that's who I would cast for Eris.
Okay.
And then for Sona, I'm gonna go with Sydney Park. And she's actually she's in the Pretty Little Liars Perfectionists.
Okay.
the little spinoff they did, and she was in Santa
Oh.
Clarita Diet and The Walking Dead. Listen, we are robbed of a season, and I will never not be mad about it, okay?
I love this show. I'm so upset that there was not another season. Like, it just
Ooh.
to tie it up, I'm still hoping that one day we'll get a movie.
I will never be over it. I will never be over how they left us hanging like that. That was so fucked up.
Oh my God.
All
I feel
right.
like I should write Netflix a letter every day for the rest of
You
my
know what? I
life,
bet people have.
insisting.
I bet they get emails all the
Oh
time.
my
And then people
God.
that
I
are
hope
just now
so.
watching it, they finally finish binge watching like now and they're like, what the fuck?
I watch it at least twice a year. I could spend hours
Yes.
talking about this and how upset I am. Okay, moving on.
What reality show would these characters be in?
I said Survivor.
Oh, okay, good
Throw them on an
choice.
island, at least the gear breakers, you
Yeah.
know, throw them on an
Survivor
island.
is a popular choice.
Okay,
I like it.
what was your choice?
Robot Wars.
I
You
have
remember
never
that
seen that.
show?
No, is that with the little vacuums that
They
attack each
make their
other?
robots and then they make them
Oh,
fight each other.
you know, that's not a bad one. That could totally be a good one for sure.
Yes.
Robot Wars. I like it. I
So the
like it.
contestants base like they make their own robots and then they battle each other.
Perfect,
That
perfect.
was the first thing immediately popped in my head. I was like, oh,
That
perfect.
pops
There
in
we
your head.
go.
There you go.
That's what we think. Let's see what some other people think. I've got some Goodreads reviews here. We're gonna go high to low.
Okay.
We've got Katie with 5 stars. I adored this. Who doesn't want to read about a female-female couple falling for each other whilst toppling corrupt governments? I mean, she's not wrong. Ivana gave it 5 stars. This book is actually too cool for me, but I will not tell it, so it will stay with me forever. That's
Fun.
cute. I like that.
Maybe that was our problem. Maybe the book was too cool for us, and that's why we didn't get it.
You know what? That I bet that's it.
It's
That's
above
it.
us. It's
We're too
above.
old. We're too old
We're
and lame.
too old and lame. We just don't get
I mean, that's fair.
it. Yep.
All right. Catherine also gave it 5 stars. Big robot, big gay, big cool. 5 stars.
Okay.
Jay gave it 4 stars. How does this have less than 4 stars? Criminal. Oh.
Okay.
All right, and Jazz also gave it 4 stars. I will never recover. I mean, that ending was definitely a doozy.
Was.
Zara gave it 3.5 stars. Honest to God, I barely understand all caps anything that goes on except for tyranny and giant mecha existing in this universe. But this is so much fun. I love the crew and how tight-knit and playful they are. But honestly, I'm here for the sapphic goodness and whoa, Zoe really delivered.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't understand anything either. Don't worry about it.
Same girl, same.
Caitlin gave it 3 stars. It's sapphic and there's robots. Yep.
That's accurate.
Susanna gave it 2 stars. The vibes are fun, but it's pretty much all vibes. Underwhelming world building, side characters that blend together, and a rushed ending. I feel like the ending, I don't necessarily think it was rushed because it, see, I'm a lot of people like me are so used to reading standalone like series that the books could be standalones. So you don't need a continuance. You can just read, you can pick up in any book. Yes, of course, you're going to miss information, but it's not necessary to that one book you're reading.
Gotcha.
So with some series, excuse me, duologies, I've noticed they're moving away from that a little bit.
Okay. Gotcha.
R gave it 1 star. Well, this is awkward. I really tried to like this, but I just couldn't.
Oh, that's me. I wrote that.
Was that you, Lisa?
They
Are you
know
R?
me. I'm R.
CR gave it 1 star. I know. Ooh. CR gave it 1 star. You do not have my permission to die is one sentence I never want to hear again.
Oh.
This book was repetitive in the worst way possible. I hated everyone and I just had to give up. Aww.
Oh.
Okay, big moment. How many and what kind of phallic symbol would you rate this book?
Well, I went with swords
Okay.
because she had a sword, and at one point the sword's like lodged in her leg, and she just like pulls it back out again. And
Super
Eris is like,
casual.
"Holy fucking shit, you just pulled." Well, but she can't feel pain. Apparently, that
Yeah.
switch is turned off in her because they can control her feelings and emotions and pain, but they can't fucking track her. Just saying.
I
So.
mean, are we gonna get into this again?
I just love beating a dead horse. It's my favorite thing to do on a Friday night. It's just beat it.
Are we gonna get into this again? We can and we will.
We will. Hold on. So I went with swords
Yes.
because it's phallicy. And
Yes.
how many swords would I give this? How many swords? Two swords? 2.5? Two swords and a dagger. That's what I'm going with. Two
Okay.
swords and a tiny little dagger. Like, what's the dagger in Game of Thrones that Arya has? Isn't it called like Littlefinger or something like that? What's her sword called? Oh, needle.
Needle.
Needle. So
Okay.
I'm gonna give it two swords and a needle.
Two swords and a
That's
needle.
my final answer.
All
What
right.
about you?
I gave it three swords.
Oh.
It would have been just two, but I really do think part of this is listener error. It's
Okay.
me. It's not the book. It's me.
Yeah.
I just feel like I just wasn't in the right mood for
Okay.
this. But since we are in a time schedule, I
You
had,
had to finish it, yeah.
yeah. And now it is time for the bi-weekly boner. This week, we're going with Joystick. I don't know, I felt this was very cyberpunk, but also I don't know, like gamer, like it joystick just jumped
Yeah.
out at me.
Well, they probably use a joystick to maneuver their little Valkyries around, I'm sure.
They could have, yeah, they
They
could.
could. I don't know. They might have a joystick up in there. There's got to be something they're toggling. All right.
Yeah.
I
All right,
like it.
sentence. His joystick was toggling out of control. That's a fun one. I feel like there are many a joke, many a dick joke, with
Yeah.
joystick.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's the electric eel for this week. Let's move on to the question and poll. All right, what is our question?
I don't know.
You're just like, I don't fucking
I don't know. Oh, feel like we had a question.
know. Oh, did we?
I don't remember. Just like I don't remember 90% of this book.
Okay, how about
Do
this is.
we think the pilots should have been LoJacked? Because I do.
Okay, that's gonna be our poll. This is gonna be our question.
What's your question?
Are there any other mecha books that you like?
Oh, like people can write
Yeah.
in books that they like. Oh, I
Yeah,
like
like
that.
what are some other mechs or mecha books that you like?
I like it.
And then we can, we'll test them out, 'cause
Yeah.
it's new to me. I've never read a book like this before, and I really like the concept. So this one
Yeah, I
didn't
don't.
work for us, but that's fine. But if you have suggestions for any other books, with fighting robots, let us know. And Lisa, you had a good poll. Oh God, what was
Was do we think that she should have had some sort of GPS in her?
that? Do you think Sona should have been LoJacked?
Yes, that's my question.
All right.
She's stolen property. She
I
belongs to
mean,
Gadolia. They invested all this money and fancy technology into her, and she just took off in the night
but not
with a
GPS.
gear breaker, and they have no way to find her. Really? Really?
Yeah, all right. Should Sona have been LoJacked? Yes or
Okay.
no? I think you should definitely check out the movie Pacific Rim.
Yeah, I will.
Next month's theme is still a better love story than Twilight. Join me back here in 2 weeks for our next read, Dark Lover by J.R. Ward.
And remember to fix each other's crowns and don't let the dicks get you down.
Toodles.
Whatever. Oh,
that's
sorry,
fine.
Do it
we'll
again.
Toodles.
Say your toodles.
Damn it, Lisa. Let's just say toodles together. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Toodles.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or liking, subscribing, and following on whatever platform you're listening on. Not enough action for you? You can follow Turgid Tomes Podcast on Instagram, like the Facebook page, or join the Goodreads group where you can chat with other listeners, lurk tawdry reviews, and get a heads up on what we're reading and drinking. If you have any suggestions or feedback, you can send it to turgidtomes@gmail.com. And last but not least, remember to fix each other's crowns and don't let the dicks get you down.